Blog Talk Radio.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. It's all right to praise God with us. Amen. We're going to praise God together. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I said you are listening to Just Show of Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford, along with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Coming to you. Amen, amen, amen. Just Show of Outreach Ministries reaching out. Yes, yes, yes. Reaching out to the lost. Amen. Hurting. Amen. Lonely. Oppressed, depressed, whatever your situation is, we are reaching out as Jesus did. Hallelujah, we are reaching out as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen, at the well. Amen, in John chapter 4. Amen, amen. Jesus knowing her condition. Amen, amen. He offered her a free gift. Amen, amen. The gift of life. Amen. Living waters. Amen, amen. He's offering that same old living waters. Amen, amen. That water that'll bubble up. Oh, my God, oh, my, in our soul. Give us the joy. Give us the peace. Give us the contentment and the confidence that we need. Amen, amen. As we tour through this land. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord and we thank God. Amen. For another blessed opportunity. Amen, amen, to just come before him. Amen, and we pray that each and every one that come forth, amen, will, oh, my God, will be a blessing and be blessed. Amen, amen. And right now we're going to be in the hands of our Minister L.C. Alford. Amen. We're going to let him come before us. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I want to say to all of y'all, prayer winners tonight, it's a blessing to be present when God's word is being heard. Tonight, if you please, I would just like to share two verses out of the New Testament. Well, Matthew 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives it. And he that seeketh, findeth it. And to him that knock, it shall be opened." I search scripture tonight through and through, but God laid this on my mind to share tonight, these two verses. I always try to get something out of song that but this here really telling us something that we all is in need of something. And tonight, I guess my mind fell heavy on the ones that don't have shelter, the ones that out in the cold, pretty soon it's going to be what? To be found frozen to death. But we're going to pray and ask the Lord to bring some of them in. Let them know there is someone that cares. And we do know God will answer prayer, as he told us here in Matthew 7:7, he said, "Ask, and it shall be given." When I was 11 years old, God woke me up around 3 in the morning and gave me this gift. But I've been deviating, running and dodging and trying to do what words we were doing and neglecting the job that was gave to me. But I want to say tonight, if you please, prayer warriors, please pray for me that I want to get back strong. I want to roll my feet up and do the work that God has gave me to do. Oh, hallelujah. Just a few words of prayer. I'm going to turn it back to you, boy. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us while we slept on this night. But you cared so much for us this morning. You touched us with your family. Our eyes came open. We realized that we were still closed in our right mind, knowing who we are and what we are. Realizing that shelter was over our head, food to nourish our bodies, church home. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our loved ones that's crying out to you, Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing for the young children to just have you in their hearts, Lord. And whatever and you will give them protection, Lord, as they travel to try to get some education, Lord. It's just so dangerous now. But we put our hands in your hand, Lord, and let you come in, use us. We know everything's going to be all right. These blessings in all of them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank hallelujah. You, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you made a way. So many times, Lord, you made yeah, way. Oh, yes, you did, Lord. You made a way. Hey, Lord. And I just want to, oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. We want to thank the Lord. Amen, amen. This is, amen, amen, the 5th of November. This is the month, amen, that we celebrate Thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. And we just want to give thanks, amen. We just, amen, let's let this be a month that we would just, every time we come on, we just thank God. Just give him thanks. Just give him thanks. Amen. Help me to know that thank you, Lord, is a prayer. Amen. We can walk around all day long praying, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen. We thank the Lord. Amen, amen. Do we? Let me see. Let me ask who do we have on the phone right now that would like to make a presentation. First of all, I just want to know who we all have. Young people. Who is the young people, first of all, that we have?
London Brothers.
Oh, man, the young London Brothers. All right, all right. Okay, God bless the London Brothers. Amen, amen. Do we have any more youth on the line? Any more youth on the line? All right, all right, all right. We have, amen, we have the Z Squad in the house. We thank God for them. They open up with our praise and worship. Amen. And we just so blessed to have them. And we just so grateful. Yeah, we are so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Amen, amen. So we're gonna let the Z Squad, because I know they are pretty tired. They have been kind of busy today. So they are really kind of tired. So we're going to go. Let us go with the Z Squad first, London Brothers. I thank God for my secretary and my chaplain of the Just Show Up Outreach Children Ministry. Amen, brother. Amen. I thank God for brother Kushard and brother Tenari. Amen, amen. We're going to let Zaya announce yourself, and you have a devotional that you're going to do, huh?
Okay. And because we are friends, and because we are sons, God poured the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father, Galatians 4th chapter in the 6th verse. Inspiration. All three persons of this Holy Trinity are seen here. The Son sends the Spirit into our hearts. The Son makes us cry out to God the Father, calling him Abba in intimate terms, used by the title of his Father. All that God does, he does as eternity. Prayer. Oh God, we do not fully understand how you can be three and yet one. But we see this truth taught in your word, and so accept it, not leaning on our own understanding. Our becoming your son by faith involved Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we know these three persons are but one God. Teach us to honor you as the great, true God that you are. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You did a great amen devotional. Amen, amen. Now we're going to be favored with a song from Zaylee. Zaylee.
I'm going to say again, Break Every Chain. Like, this is my favorite song. Let us break there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Come on, let's do your little song. Just a light of mine. Come on.
the light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen. 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 Y'all give it up for the Z Squad individually. Oh, my God. My God. My God. They were just doing it up. They did worship hour. And now, amen, it came so low. Amen. 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 Now we're going to be favored. Amen, amen. With Ashella on the line? Is Ashella Hilton on the line? If not, then I would love to hear from Rashe Smith. Is you on the line? Rashe Smith, are you on the line? Amen. Then we'll go ahead and be favored with the London Brothers. I thought I would grab me a song from her right quick, but we'll go ahead with the London Brothers. Come forward, my London Brothers.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? Yes, sorry about that. My name is Keisha.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to be doing a poem. Amid appealing haze, the desert valley spreads. A golden river beats as if in other days. In other days. Trees rise and thin wet away. And past the stream, the hills, pure line and shade of our dust bear witness is to our wills. We see them for who we must, deprival, they say. High noon run returns the mind upon its local fact, dry grass and sand we find. No vision distance to distract. Low in the summer, bare to hear. Named old graves are stones pushed here and there. The scat of nothing and the bones beneath are similar relics of woolly men and brutal of aimless then. As now, it's regular. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Come forth. Amen. Thank you, my boy.
My name is Kenari London, and I'm going to be saying a prayer. Teach us, O Lord, to weigh our words and to speak in wisdom, not folly. If we would make a vow to you, let it be only if it is according to your will. Teach us to watch our words when we pray to you and to speak reverently and rightly. Teach us also to speak only truth with our neighbors
that we may be men and women of our words. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. So proud of the London Brothers and the Z Squad, amen, showing up. Now we're going to take a moment and we're going to ask, are there any more youth on the line? Any more youth on the line? Any more youth on the line? You may present yourself right now. Yeah. Amen, 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 amen. Well, we just finished up. Not finished up, but we just called the last youth that is on the line that's in the youth department, and I know I heard some more people on, so I'm going to ask you, who are you? Identify yourself if you would like to make a presentation. You may do so at this time.
Sister Vivian is on the line.
Sister Vivian?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you come forth. If there's anyone else, be ready after Minister Vivian, okay?
Praise God. I just thank God for tonight. Thank God for the children tonight. God, thank God for all the presentation they has brought forth tonight. And we just thank God for them, that they continue in the Lord, continue doing the Lord's work, and the Lord will continue to pour out on them more and more blessings. Praise God. There's a little song that goes like this. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Praise God. Back to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Do we have another? Come forward.
Minister Richardson.
Come forward, Minister Richardson. God bless you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you all. I will be reading Psalms 100, and afterwards I will be praying. Psalms 100 read as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Verse 5 and last. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace to give you all the praise, excuse me, all the praise and honor that you so much deserve, Lord God. Thank you for the children, Lord God. Continue on blessing them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue on blessing Minister Zeta and her husband, Brother LC, Lord God. Continue on blessing them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you for everyone that's on this line to make up this congregation, Lord God. I speak blessings upon each and everyone on the line in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I praise your holy name and thank you. In Jesus' blessed wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Richardson. Amen. Now, who do we have following Minister Richardson? Do we have another? If you would like to make a presentation, this is your time. Anyone that would like to make a presentation, this is your time. Amen, amen, amen. Without God, I can do nothing. Yeah, without Him, I would fail. Without Him, oh Lord, my life will be rugged. Hallelujah. It would be just like a shoe. Without a faith. I believe, I'll say it one more time. Ooh, without God, I can do nothing. Yeah, without Him, oh yes, I would fail. Without Him, oh Lord, my life would be rugged. Just like a shield, oh Lord, without a tail. I don't know how you feel. Oh, without a doubt, he is my Savior. Oh, yes, he in deep water, he is my source. Oh, yes, he is. And she said,
your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record.
Oh, did you like a shield, without a sail. Oh, saint, without God, I can't do nothing. Took me a long time to realize it, but without Him, oh, I would surely fail. Ooh, without Him, my life would be rugged. Oh, it would be just like a shield. You ought to see me rocking now. I'll be rocking. I'll be waving. I'll be rocking. Just like a sheep. Oh, my Lord, I'll be tall. Oh, yes, I would. Just like a sheep. Just like a sheep. Without a Savior. Oh, my Lord, I don't know how you feel, but ooh. Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Glory, glory be to God. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about y'all, but I tried over and over and over and over, but I found out. Hey, glory. I found out that I can do nothing. Hallelujah. Without him, I can do nothing. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to ask now if there's anyone else that would like to come forward and make a presentation. This is your moment. Amen, amen. This is your moment. Come forward, come forward. Amen. Do we have anyone else on the call would like to come forth at this time? This is your time.
Can you hear me?
I hear somebody now. Who is this?
This is Minister Janice.
Come forth, Minister Janice. Come forth and make your presentation. Thank you for coming.
Good evening to everyone. I just want to say that the scripture tells us that we are to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I am actually witnessing the training of these children, and I am being totally delighted. I'm being happy. I'm smiling. And I just want to let you know that if I'm smiling, our Heavenly Father is smiling too. And he is overjoyed with those who are taking time with the children, because everybody don't have the gift to work with children. And so if you have the gift to work with children like you all do, you are truly blessed. And I just wanted to say that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those encouraging words. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray. Amen. For our children. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else like to come forth at this time? You may come forth at this time. If anyone else have a presentation, you may come forth at this time. Anyone else? And I don't want to overlook anyone that wants to make a presentation. This is your time. Amen. This is your time. Let me make sure I have everybody unmuted. Oh, my goodness, I got somebody up here muted up here. Okay, is there anyone that I just unmuted that wants to speak up right this time?
Good evening. This is Mother Coward. I just thank the Lord for blessing me to get on the program once more again. And I want to tell the children to keep up the good work. And Sister Zeta and my cousin, I love you all. Y'all continue to do what you're doing.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, man, I saw that I had you muted. I said, Mother said you want to bless us. And thank you, Mother, so, so much. Amen. 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 Anyone else like to come forward at this time? Yeah, anyone else like to come forward at this time? This is your time to come forward. Amen, amen, amen. Mother Regina Smith, I thought I saw her number on here. Maybe I did.
Yes.
Maybe she wanted me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mother.
Yes. I'm late getting on what I'm on. And just glad to be on. And well, I missed the children, but I know they was good. Like they always be in the and sad tonight. And I thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for you and their parents. Because it truly is a blessing when you can get them to be on and sing and pray and read a verses of scripture. That is truly a blessing that you can get them to do it, because I'm telling you now, we have no time just to get them inside of the church. We have it, our pastor will be on Wednesday night for the children, and he might get two on. So it's a blessing in what you are doing. And thank the Lord for you. And just keep on with the good work. Just keep it up. And I want to read two verses of the 91 song. And say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my strength, my God, in him will I trust. And when I say I will put my name there. And say, Regina will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee, shall deliver me from the snares of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover Regina with his feathers, and under his wings shall thus trust, truth shall be thy shield and buckle. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that walks at noonday. And 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. And that's what I thank the Lord daily for him keeping us. And I don't just only pray for me and my family. I pray for everybody, all my family, friends, neighbors, church family. I just pray for everyone. Cause
amen.
It's truly, now it is praying time.
Yes,
oh my God. So much is going on and happening. And it just had when I used to be neighbors, the child, they said, just was going to the store and come back. Some lady just hit her and then knocked her out in the middle of the highway, and then another car come along and hit her. I mean, just run into the dollar store, and we just don't know where it's at.
Oh,
when, where, and how. So we just have to keep praying for ourselves and for our children and for everyone.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord. I thank him. I love him. I need him. We all do.
Oh,
and we thank him for what he's done and for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother. Yes, 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 thank you, thank you. Amen. Now, the cone is still open. Is anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? It's your time. This is your time. Amen. The coin is all open now. So if there's anyone else that would like to come forth at this time, you may come forth at this time. Amen. 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 So we know God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. Anyone would like to come forth at this time? Okay, this is your opportunity to come forth. Amen. Amen. Then we'll move on. And if anyone has their phone unmuted, would you please mute your phone if you have noise in your background? Amen. Please mute your phone for me. If I have the cone all open, okay? Amen, amen. Amen. So we'll move on with the word, amen, amen. And I'm going to be doing I'm going to be doing a devotional, amen. And it says Psalms 119:53. David said, horror has taken hold on me because of the wicked because of the wicked that forsake thy law. David said that. Horror has come upon me. Horror has come upon me. Amen. And the devotional.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the scripture.
Okay, that's 119:53.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 119:53. Yes, ma'am. Oh. David said, horror, amen, has taken hold of me, upon me, because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Amen, amen. In the devotional read, do you experience a holy shuddering at the sins of others? If not, you lack inward holiness. David's cheeks were wet with rivers of water because of the prevailing unholiness. Jeremiah desired eyes like fountains so that he may mourn the iniquities of Israel. My God, my God. Lot was oppressed by the conversation, meaning conduct, of the men of Sodom. We know the story about him, about how they wanted the men and Lot offered them his daughter. They didn't even want the daughters. Amen. They didn't want the daughters. They did not want the daughters. Amen. 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 Ezekiel in a vision. In Ezekiel's vision, those upon whom the mark was put were those who sighed and cried for the abomination of Jerusalem. My God, who crying now? Are we crying now? Or is there anybody crying out now? Is there anyone shivering? Is there anyone, amen, amen, when we see what's taking place in the world, do we ever shiver? Do we ever tremble at it? Do we ever cry? My God, my God. Are we oppressed, amen, when we see the things that our children, first of all, So the word I was taught was charity starts at home,
yes,
and then it spreads abroad. Amen.
Amen.
I shiver at some of the things that my daughters wear. I shiver at some of their conversations, their conduct. I shiver. Right in my own home, amen. In my own family, they don't live with me, and that's the advantage that they have. Because they don't live with me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, amen, I'm going to read on because I might be getting a little ahead of myself. Amen. It cannot but grieve the godly to see what pain men take to go to hell. My God, my God, my God. They know that the evil of sin
wait a minute, they know the evil of sin experimentally. They know. They're not experimenting. They're experimenting. And they are alarmed to see others flying like moths into its blaze. Sin makes the righteous shudder because it violates holy law, which is in every person's highest interest to keep. It pulls down the pillars of the commonwealth. My God, my God. I'm going to say that again. It's so prevalent. It pulls down the pillars of commonwealth. My God, my God. Sin in others horrifies the believer because it reminds him of the baseness of his own heart. When he sees the transgressioner, he cries along with the saint mentioned by Bernard. Bernard is a giant in back from the 10th century. Charles Surgeon, you know, is just one of his mentors. Amen, amen. So he threw this in about Bernard. Bernard said, he fell today and I may fall tomorrow. That's why it said that he cries alone. Amen. When a saint falls, we cry out because, you know, if that pillar, you know, who was holding up the government or the statues, you know, in the church, that mighty man of valor, he done fell. Now we wonder sometimes, you know, we cry because, amen, amen, fell. Like I said, Bernard said he fell today. And that's just the way we have to look at it. And I may fall tomorrow. To the believer, sin is horrible because it crucified the Savior. There was sin that crucified our Savior. He sees the nails and the spear in every iniquity. How can a saved soul not look with abhorrence on cursed sin, which killed the Christ? My heart, he said, is this how you feel about sin? The question is this how you feel about sin? Amen. We were at the beginning saying, do you experience a holy shuddering? Do you tremble at the sin of others? And it said, if not, you like inward holiness. And we don't want to be falling short. Yeah, we don't want to be found waiting and found wanting. Amen. 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 So let us examine our heart. Let us examine ourselves. Amen. 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 And he said, it is an awful thing to insult God to his face. The good God deserves better treatment. The great God claims it, and the just God will have it. Amen. He will. He'll have this. The great God, he will have this. Amen. He will have this. Amen. Amen. That backs up what he said about the pain. The pain men take to go to hell. Amen, amen. Or repay his adversaries to his face. He will have it. He will repay his adversaries to his face. And awkward heart trembles at the audacity of sin and stands alarmed at the contemplation of its punishment. What a monstrous thing rebellion is. My God. What dreadful doom is prepared for the ungodly. My soul never laughs at sin. Foolishness. Lest you come to smile at sin itself. Sin is your enemy and your Lord's enemy. Regard it with abhorrence. Hate it. Hate it. God hates sin, and we ought to hate sin. We ought to hate what God hates and to love what God loves. For only this, only thus can you, amen, can you evidence the possession of holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. According to Hebrews 12 and 14. Amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word, what a word. Amen, amen. But David said David's cheeks were wet with rivers of water. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Our cheeks need to get wet sometimes. Amen, amen. We need to cry sometimes over, oh my God, over this sins and iniquities. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And Ezekiel, he said that those who were marked, the mark was put on those who sighed and cried for the abomination of Jerusalem. Amen. There ought to be a mark on us. There ought to be a mark on us. Amen, amen. Not sitting. Sometimes we are laughed at anything. Anything somebody say, any joke. Anything, any mockery. We don't, you know, sometimes we as saints to do it. Amen. Sometimes we have to examine ourselves. We have to catch ourselves. We have to catch ourselves. Amen, amen, amen. And the more we pray and stay before God, the more he'll show us. Amen, amen. When somebody saying something, even in the body of Christ, in the church, making mockery of God and don't even realize they're making mockery of God. Amen. They don't realize it, but they realize it. They would just like Jesus say, we have to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing. They really don't know what they're doing. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. We got a minute or two. We're going to see. We got some newcomers. I mean, some more that has came on the line. But, Lord, we truly thank you for a word on today. Amen. Another word. Amen. We're always delighted. Amen. To have. Amen. A word from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to ask if they have anyone else that has come on that would like to come on and make a presentation at this time.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Present your, announce yourself and come forward with your presentation.
Amen. This is Mother Wynn. Sister Zadie, God bless you. I chimed in late, but I heard some of your words. And I tell you, it's time, as you're saying, that we ought to be so touched and disturbed by the things that's going on that it should touch our hearts so much that I was thinking about Jeremiah said, I can't get that scripture right, if my head was a fountain or some other, and that's how sometimes. So much
Mother, your voice is so low. Is there anything you can do to kind of come in a little more?
I don't know. Can you hear me any better?
Oh, I do.
Hello. Okay.
I don't know.
You hear me better. But I thought about Jeremiah when he said, if it's, I can't get that scripture of his eyes or the fountain of tears, he weep for his loved one. That's the way we should feel. And I tell you, it really do break my heart sometimes, so many things that we hear going on until, you know, it's just kind of disturbing to your spirit. But, thank you, Lord. But I just, as you were talking, you know, I didn't hear all you said, but you said a lot of things that I think you were talking about it got so bad. I think that was in the scripture where these men, the homosexuals, was going after the other men, and I think that's where you was coming. I didn't hear it all, but anyway, it got so bad until they didn't even want the women to be intimate with them. They wanted the men. That's the time we're living in now. But you know what? That's why we got to pray and tell the Lord, Lord, help us today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. I had a scripture to read. Lord, but I just bless you today, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for giving us a sound mind, oh, God, and a clear understanding, Lord God. You call us for a holy calling in the name of Jesus. Help us to live that life, God, that we can inspire somebody else, God, to see Jesus in us. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for the time, oh, God, that's been given to the children, Lord God, that they may, Lord God, grow up in the name of Jesus, knowing what's right and what's wrong and choosing what's right and what's wrong. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And bless my sister, Lord God, taking the time out, Lord, to come, Lord God, every Saturday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and render time, Lord God, for the children to grow up, Lord God, teaching them the way of the Lord and letting them, Lord God, learn what it means, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to have a relationship with God. And I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor in Jesus' name. And I would just like to read this scripture here, Sister Zeta. It's coming from Psalm 121. Now, this is a song of decree. It said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. We know where the help come from. What we need most is that is from the Lord. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God is able to keep us. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. God sees and he knows everything, and all he wants us to do is just cry out to him. Whatever need we have, God is able to give us. Is that the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. God is able to keep us from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. God is able to keep us. All he wants us to do is cry to him. God is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. That's what the scripture tells us. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, this time forth, even evermore. Amen. We thank God for his keeping power. And we're just going to keep on blessing him and holding on and standing fast and knowing, God, that God is bringing all of this wickedness to an end. It's going to end. But we have to hold on and keep looking to the Lord from whence cometh our help. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. Amen. Do we have another one like to come and make a presentation?
Well, Sister Brenda Mills.
Amen. Come forward, my sister.
Amen, glory to God. I just want to sing a little short. It's very short, but you all know where I'll be coming from when I do sing this little short verse. I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. No, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I thank you, Lord, once again, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for never leaving me nor forsaking me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. No, you haven't brought me this far to leave me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for touching me and keeping me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and guiding me along the way, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for keeping me covered in the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for everyone that's on this line, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you keep them, Father. Protect them from all danger and harm, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from what's all that's going on in this world right now today, Father. But we thank you, Lord, for revealing to us, Lord, in the beginning what was going to happen now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for watching over the little children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that the mothers instill Christ into their hearts continuously, Lord, in these days and times. Father, we just thank you, Father, that you're watching over their families, their friends, their neighbors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent from anything, Lord, that we may have said, did, or done that's not pleasing in your eyesight, Father. We just thank you for it. We thank you for healing, Father, of the heart, the mind, the soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for the one that don't believe, Father, when they come to believe that you are real, Father, once again, that you are coming back in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, turn every stony heart back to flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father. Help us once again, Father, to be obedient to the way you want everything done in your word, Father. We just thank you, Father. Just lead us, Father. Just lead us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for the light, Father, that shines down on us each and every day, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us acknowledge you in each and every way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to understand your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When one of your disciples bring the word forth, Father, we thank you, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we don't understand time, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bring others forth to bring the same word, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we can understand what's going on, Lord, and what you are trying to wear and what you are saying to us, Lord. And we just thank you, Father. Keep each and every home covered in the mighty precious blood, Father. Inside and out, front and back, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Help us to keep praying for one another, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, keep loving on one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to forgive one another, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and not judge one another, Father. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you for blessing each and every pastor, Father, each and every bishop, evangelist, Lord, each and every preacher and teacher, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer lines, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we're going to keep on praising you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing once again, Lord, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. All right. Moving. Anyone else that would like to make a presentation, this is your time.
Amen, amen.
This is Rashae Smith calling in from Arlington, Texas.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And I'm here to present you with just a clip of a solo.
Amen.
Never said there will be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel that hope is gone, I just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be strong.
Amen.
Amen. That was short and that was sweet. Amen. 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 I just can't give up now. Amen. 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 Now this is do we have another would like to come forward at this time? Do we have another?
How y'all doing? My name is Kevin Atkins. My name is Kevin Atkins from Houston, Texas. Hello? How y'all can hear me?
Yes, come on.
My name is Kevin Atkins from Houston, Texas. Just hearing all the sisters and brothers on the thing briefly. But Ephesians 4, 2, and 3 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. So,
amen.
Just enjoying everything, man. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Tuesday, staying a little bit longer because I tapped in around like 7:45. So, hopefully, you know, God's will on Tuesday, I'll be there at start at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
All right. Hey, be blessed and be safe. We love you. Coming on. Amen. Amen. Now, do we have another? Amen, amen. Do we have another? Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Well, the comb was lighting up and I got excited and I added some more minutes, but I guess we can cut off when we get ready and leave all being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for all of the many prayers and amen, amen, amen. Words, oh Father God, comforting words, oh Father God, over the children, oh Father God. We just thank you, Lord, and we just continue to pray, God. Oh God, let us pray, let us cry out to the Lord, let us just humble ourselves, cry out and pray. Pray to the Lord. Amen. Let us, oh God, be amongst the ones, oh God, that are marked, oh Father God. The word said that we are peculiar people, and we are peculiar mm-hmm. because we are marked of God. Amen. Amen. We, oh God, someone to look at us and see that we are. Amen. Amen. The prayer warriors. Amen. We are your intercessors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be, oh God, help us to be that shining light, oh Father God. In our home, first of all, oh God, in our community, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, oh Father God, help us, oh God, everywhere we go, oh Father God. Let us, oh God, like the little children saying, this little light of mine, let us let our little light shine, oh God. Let us let it shine, let it shine, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are the only book that some are reading today, oh God. We are the only book that some are reading today. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Give us the strength. Give us the courage and fortitude, oh, Father God, to stand, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Stand firm, rooted in your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As we see, oh, God, the time is at hand, oh, Father God. Time is at hand, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We are living, oh God, in perilous times, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, let us, oh God, let us, oh God, stand, oh Father God, in our, oh God, our families, our husbands and our wives, oh God, our children will call us blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless men and women of God, dear God. Oh, Father God, we need you, Lord God, in our school systems, oh God. We need you, God, in every old capacity, oh God, we need you, God. I heard your little girl saying, this little mother saying today, she said, amen, amen, that they are doing so much, amen, in the, what you call that, with the homosexuality, so they're doing so much public stuff till they trying to say that, let out, you know, just let the whole world know that it's all right to be gay, amen, to be homosexual, amen, amen. Amen. And we focus a lot, I know, on the on homosexuality. Amen. But Jesus said that a liar is gonna burn. He said that a liar cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen, amen. So we, amen, amen. Sometimes we pray for homosexuality. Amen, amen. But that's just like we got to teach our children. We train up a child in the way that he should go. Let him know, amen, that dress is not for him. Let her know that them pants are not for her. Let her know how she's supposed to conduct herself as a young woman. Amen, and him as a young man. Yeah, we got to tell them about lying. We got to tell them about lying. That's it, you know. Somebody got dealing with their children being homosexuals, and some of us are dealing with them lying. We don't want them to go to hell. We don't want them to go to hell. We don't want them to go to. We want them to walk upright, know God's word, what God's word say about it. Amen. Amen. You stray away. The Bible said that he train up child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart. Amen, amen, just like the prodigal son. Amen, amen. And my brother brought it up last Saturday on the line, that prodigal son, and he was referring to himself, how he was a prodigal. Amen, amen. And all of us, I do believe, have been prodigal to some degree. Amen. We done veered off, but we got on the wrong track. Amen, amen. But because we were brought up, because somebody taught us, we heard the word. Amen, amen. God, oh my God, my God. God touched our heart and changed our heart, so stony heart. Amen. And the same God of yesterday, he's still here today. He's still changing hearts. He's still, amen, amen, calling men and women to repentance. And they're going to come. Amen, amen. A lot of homosexuals done turned back to the Lord. A lot of them done turned back to the Lord. Amen. Sin is sin. Mm-hmm. And sin has filtrated so much, amen, that they feel a bond to it, you know? It's just like a addict with any kind of addiction, amen. It's all sin, pornography and all that. That's just sin. Whatever you are addicted to, amen, whatever you are a slave to, amen, amen. Once you get the word in you, once you get the word in you, you're not going to be satisfied. And we start believing that God, oh, my God, is going to put the word deep in their bellies. And, oh, my God, for my sin, I shall not. I do believe, amen, amen, when we wake up in glory, when we wake up in glory, it's same homosexual that, oh God, they're presenting themselves as homosexuals and all that. Now I do believe that God is going to change their heart. They're going to change their ways. When our eyes open in glory, amen, 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 their spirits are going to be right there with ours. Amen, amen. Somebody that's, oh my God, he said, I can't stand a liar. A liar can't stand in my life. Oh, my God, oh, my God. So we are just praying, amen, for sin, for repentance, amen, for every heart to just come into repentance, come in and recognize God, amen, amen. Come in and recognize God. Train up your children. Train up your children, amen. Don't be afraid. The other children, don't be afraid. Don't be rude and don't scorn people. Respect everybody. Amen. But know your place in this life. Know your place. Know your place, children. We got to train our children. Amen, 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 amen. We don't have control over this world system and how it's going. Only God have that control. Amen, amen. He knows all about it. In the lesson that I was bringing forth today, amen, it talked about how Lot was grieved about the actions that were the conduct that was taking place in his time. Amen, amen, amen. They wanted the men. They didn't want the women. And he offered his daughters. Amen. That grieved his heart. Amen, amen. So that's the same way it is today. Amen. Sin is running rapid. Amen. God said, amen, amen. Some of these things going to happen, but he said, amen, if we get the word of it, we'll know that it put a fear in us, a trembling in us. So he said, it's going to be worse than Solomon and Gomorrah. Amen. When he come back to call this world to order,
He said it's going to be worse than Solomon's mouth. Amen. It's going to be worse than the Noah and the flood. Amen. Oh, my God. It's going to be everlasting eternity. Oh, my God. With fire and brimstone. And we can just get the word in them. We can just get the word. Amen. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. We got to be rooted. We got to be grounded in the word of God. Rooted and grounded. So stable that we will be, that we'll be unmovable. Amen. We got to watch our feet don't slip. My God. We got to watch, our tongue, what we say. The Bible said it's not what goes in a man, but what comes out of a man that defiles him. We don't want to defile in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be a defiler, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you're going to help our children. You're going to help us, God, to be better mothers and grandmothers, oh, God, to set better examples, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. My God. Some of our children have seen and heard us do things that was, amen, that they knew was sin. Oh, but we done got old now, amen. And so look at things, amen. And talk about how our children is, amen. But the Bible lets us know that in perilous times, it's going to be worse, and worse is going to get worse. It ain't going to get no better. Oh, my God. It ain't going to get no better. Some of these things going to be going on when Jesus comes. Just like there was marrying and doing all the partying and all this stuff. Amen. When in our Noah day. Amen. Tell them, you know, we're telling them, come on in. It's going to rain. Get ready. It's going to rain. Oh, but they paid no mind. The Bible said they were left behind. My God. Hey, glory be to God. All we can do is tell them. Tell them and don't stop telling. Tell it everywhere. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, to write it around their wrist. Write it on their forehead. Amen. Put it everywhere. Everywhere they look, they see. My God. Honor thou father and thou mother. Amen. That your life will be long. That you will have a long life. Amen. And not only a long life, but a prosperous life. Some people, amen. Because they didn't honor their mother and their father, they have long life, my God. But they have long, miserable lives. But the Bible said if we honor our mother and our father, that we will have long life and we're in a prosperous life. Amen. Glory be to God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that you know us. You know our name, God. You know our name. You know us individually, oh God. Hallelujah. God, I'm so glad that I know that you know us, God. And I thank you, Lord God. Everyone, oh Father God, that you, oh God, lay on their heart, oh Father God, to come to just show up outreach ministry line, oh Father God. I just thank you, Lord. You know, oh God, what the ministry needs, oh Father God. You know, God. Only you know, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, that you send men and women, oh Father God, who love you, oh God, with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength, oh God, who are dedicated, oh Father God, to learning the more, oh Father God. Oh, learning the more, oh God. Amen, oh Father God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for all of the silent listeners, oh God. I thank you for them, oh God. That they'll come on, oh Father God, and bless the ministry, oh Father God. Silently, oh God. Just knowing that they are there makes all the difference, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God. And oh God, and the ones, oh Father God, oh Father, that they come and make a presentation, oh Father God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, and continue, Lord, we continue to just pray that the children will come and that the parents, oh God, will influence them to come, oh God. Oh God, we need the children to come. We need them to come, oh God. We're going to keep on. We're going to keep on crying out to you for our children, God.
oh, God, one of these days, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we're going to be going on off the scene, oh, Father God. Oh, God, when that time should come for us, oh, God. Oh, God, when you call our names, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We just pray that we can just be this old world farewell, oh, God. We can wave farewell, farewell, farewell. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we've done, oh, God, what you told us to do. Oh, my God, and we believe in God that when we wake up in glory, amen, amen, they're going to be there too, oh, God. They're going to be right there, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we pray to the Lord. Thank you, oh God, for our husbands and our wives, oh Father God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, build up the younger ones on the line, oh God, that come to the line and in the churches. Oh, build them up, oh God, so when us older, that, oh God, has gone on, they'll be able to, oh God, take on over the lines, oh Father God, that your word will get out through the nations, oh God. Get out through, oh God, through the countries and the cities and the nation, oh Father God. You want so your word to be spread, oh God. You have set forth this technology, oh Father God, for your pleasure, oh God. Let every heart know that it was designed for your pleasure and yours alone. And we'll give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for everything that has been said and done, oh Father God. In Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen, 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 amen. We thank the Lord once again. It has come this evening to make up this this service. I just thank you and thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. He sent you with a word. He sent you with a prayer. He sent you with a song. And you have the best, amen, just your outreach ministry. Amen, amen. We'll be back. May share the Lord bless same time. Amen, amen. And we look forward, amen, to seeing you, your first time caller. Amen. Yes, they had some numbers out there I didn't recognize. So as first time callers, come back again. Don't let them see your last. Come back and bless us. Amen, amen, amen. And we pray we bless you. Amen. On Sunday evening, which is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian, they'll be on at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Lord bless that and happen. Every Friday night at 8 o'clock, Minister Janice, y'all heard Minister Janice blessing the children. Amen. Every Friday night at 8 o'clock, amen, she'll be on. Amen, amen. Amen. We just thank you. We thank you. And we thank you for Mother Audrey Wynn. She has a line for every Monday night. Her line comes on at 7:30. And if she would like at any time to announce it, that'll be her. She has that privilege. Amen. And Minister Sharon Richardson, amen, amen. We are with Minister Sharon Richardson every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, amen, at every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 o'clock. Amen. That's under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth C. Stratton. Amen, amen. Mercy Ministries, amen, amen. So we have got a lot to, we are doing a lot, you know, we are making good of these communication lines that we have, and we just thank God and just pray that we'll continue to bless God, and God will be glorified. Oh, my God, be glorified in all that is said and done. Okay, we'll ask now if there be any announcements. If you may have an announcement, then you may come for it now. Amen. Let me mention also that we ask God to heal, save, and deliver. He knows all of our desires. He knows all of our conditions. Amen, amen. He knows all of our unspoken prayer requests. Amen. God, we ask that you just reach out, oh, God, and continue to do what you do. Heal, save, and deliver in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Anyone have an announcement? You may do it at this moment. If not, we'll say that the Lord be with you until we meet again. Amen. Anyone love on each other before we go?
Love all y'all. Be blessed.
Goodbye.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Pray we all have a good night.